so I can't exactly tell if I sound worse or not. It's first thing in the morning, too, so morning voice does not help. Oh well. So, what was a sinus infection has now turned into multiple sinus infections. One nostril and now the other, so that's fun. Well, in addition to the icky sicky and fun, which made editing both versions of fucking Amity so fucking difficult. I don't even know how many fucking little lip pops and clicks and phlegmatic swallowing noises that my little mouth has been making because my sinuses are pretty fucked at the moment. I'm also getting my wisdom teeth, so that doesn't help, but that isn't, like, the entire problem by any means whatsoever. My allergies are more the problem than the teeth growing in, I think. And yes, I am nearly 29 and getting my wisdom teeth. Late bloomer. I don't have an explanation, it just happened. On a completely unrelated note, my brain infuriates me. I've been feeling very fucking low the last few days, and I'm not really sure why. Just low, 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 like shorty dropping low, 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 low. And again, I'm not sure why. It's odd. It's just there. Always in the background. The excitement and agitation of my ADHD for sure hides it very well. Well, masks it really. It doesn't exactly hide. I tend to seem a hell of a lot happier than I am. Which, to be fair, most people probably do. It's just always there in the background is all. And today, yesterday, and the day before, oh, the intrusive thoughts have been bad. Like, worse than usual. Usually I can at least somewhat distract myself, but at the moment, every time I lay down to sleep, they just scream at me. And understandably, that makes actually going to sleep difficult when your bodies are, well, when your body is in fight or flight. It's difficult to relax. But before this was even a problem, a problem as it is right now. Oh, shut up, chair. It's been brought to my attention that for the last few months, I've been screaming in my sleep. I didn't know until recently. I don't remember it happening. I'm so asleep at the time, so out of it, that I don't know that it's happening. But other people have heard me and poke their head in my room, checking on me, and oh, I'm asleep. I'm out of it completely. I'm not fucking conscious. And until a few weeks ago, I didn't. I mean, cognitively, I understood. Rationally, I understood. It's not like I didn't believe them. It just didn't really sink in. Until a few weeks ago, when I woke up mid-scream. I don't remember what I was saying at all, but I do remember waking up. Yeah. Which, I'm sure, the night terrors, which is technically what they are, they aren't nightmares. You remember nightmares, night terrors. Night terrors cause you to have a physical reaction of some sort. Screaming, twitching, whatever. Nightmares can cause you to wake up, but you do remember them. Night terrors inspire more of a visceral reaction. Less of a mental reaction. And since this has been going on for so long, I'm not really sure exactly what's going on. I mean, disordered sleeping is nothing new to me in the fucking slightest. I've always had trouble sleeping, regardless of age or what I'm doing. It was a battle to get me to sleep as a kid. Sleep's always been really, really difficult for me. It often is in people with ADHD. Our circadian rhythms are weird. We're just wired differently. And, of course, this has effects on your mental health. Why wouldn't it? Your body needs sleep. Your body needs quality sleep, restful sleep. Oh, I can't hear very well. That's also made editing very difficult. Tree branch. I think it's got something, well, I'm sure it has something to do with my mood lately being so fucking low. I don't know what the hell to do about it at all, but at least I'm aware of it, I suppose. I don't know. I think there's some trigger somewhere that I'm overlooking. And, you know, I really don't think it's got much to do with any of my past sexual trauma. I mean, it's the past entanglements that don't want to let me go certainly are a factor, but not on a sexual level, not on a non-emotional level. And I don't know if that really makes sense to anyone but me, but that's fine. There's other shit going on that I think has much more to do with whatever the hell is causing this. Anywho. Lately, well, not lately, this has been a problem for so fucking long. Ooh, I am my own worst critic in every way. The intrusive thoughts that I don't know how the fuck to get away from. I really don't. They're just there. At this point, I just live with them. I can't make them go away. I can't make them shut the fuck up. They're just there. And sometimes they're easier to ignore than others. The mortifying ordeal of being seen. I feel. Is definitely a trigger for me. I prefer to hide. For a hell of a long time, being seen, to me, meant being a target. Meant being endangered. And that's still how it feels. I know intellectually that isn't the case, but that doesn't change the feeling. I can rationalize and reason my way in circles through this, but that's not going to change the feeling. The feeling is still there. I'm I cannot escape the self-perception of doing every fucking thing wrong. Just invariably, every fucking thing. Everything that matters, at least. And plenty of things that don't, which doesn't help with the resonating sense of failure in my bones. Which I know doesn't make sense because it's not rational, it's not fucking logical in the slightest. I am well aware of that, but that doesn't temper down the perception. I would love it if it did, but it doesn't. I'm not sure how to temper down that perception. I don't know how to make that feel less impactful. Clearly, I need to fucking see someone. Were my executive dysfunction less executively dysfunctional, I would. And I will, eventually. I know me. It will get so bad that I won't have another option but to. Should I let myself get to that point? Fuck no. No, I shouldn't. I know I shouldn't. But being compelled to act instead of waffling the fuck around, dancing around the topic, trying to ignore it and hope it goes away. I know that doesn't work. But sometimes, well, not sometimes, often I need the fucking pressure. I need the soul-crushing pain to actually drive me to get help. Which is probably another manifestation of my self-harm. But at the same time, it's also an ADHD thing. I need some sort of intensity to force me to act. It's not that I don't want to, it's... in part a motivation thing. Which is very, very, extremely fucking difficult to explain to anybody who doesn't fucking have ADHD, because the neurotypical brain can motivate itself. You can set your mind to it and achieve it. With an executive function disorder, like ADHD or autism, even, they're quite similar in more than a few respects. It doesn't often occur to the individual that they can. This is just starting to sound like people fucking justification, hiding behind the fact of my fucking disorder, and really, I'm not. I simply understand my stupid-ass fucking brain. Which is the infuriating part, I feel, because yes, I understand what is happening, and I can see very, very clearly what I am doing wrong. Can I change it? At the moment? No. And that's the infuriating part. And that's where the shoulds start flooding into my brain and screaming at me that this is a feeble justification. This isn't even a fucking justification. This is an excuse, but it's not a fucking excuse. It is an explanation. It is not... it's not me bitching out of getting shit done. This is me recognizing my faults. More than that. At the moment, I'm having trouble, like massive, massive trouble, making an appointment with my psychiatrist. Because everything has completely fucking changed with COVID at the moment. I can't fucking do teleconference appointments. My brain does not work well enough for that shit, dude. I need the change of scenery to get my brain into the mode to actually comprehend what is happening around me. To be able to participate in what I am doing, to get out of my own fucking head. This is the inattentive part of my ADHD. I need a physical change around me to shift into a different mode. When I'm at home, I am in fuck around mode. Always. If I want to get anything done, I have to do it first thing in the fucking morning. Otherwise, it's not going to get done. I know me. And if it's something that I can do before work, I will do it before work. Often, it's work or do the thing. And that silence, that pregnant pause after that last thought. What you couldn't hear was the self-hatred flooding into my brain, screaming at me to dig my nails into my scalp, drag them down my face to my neck and chest. The impulse to hurt myself is unyielding. I have become very, very fucking good at restraining the impulse. Oh, about a year ago or so, I made it to the year free of self-harm anniversary, and once I made it to that little milestone, I allowed myself to finally get my own pocket knife again. I didn't want to put myself in danger, potentially. So I forced myself to wait until I was at least a year clean. And I did. And I've had that for, a year now. It's never intentionally cut my skin. And I never ever fucking hope for it to. I don't want it to. The second I use it to hurt myself is the second I throw it the fuck away. I don't need it near me then. If I can't be fucking trusted with it, I do not need it. I'm telling you this because it would be so, so, so fucking easy to open the drawer in front of me, pull that knife out, flip it open, and give the intrusive thoughts exactly what they fucking want. To give myself some illusion of self-control, some illusion of self-discipline. Some semblance of punishment I feel I deserve when really, no, the fuck, I do not. But I can't. Can't give in. Well, I mean, I could. I certainly fucking could. And, I want to, but I'm not going to. Point blank. I have made a hell of an effort to leave all of that in the past. Slipping wouldn't undo that. It never can undo the effort I've made. Really, it's only a minor setback. But I've already slipped so many fucking times over the years. I've had years clean. Years only to fuck it all up again. Which isn't really fucking it all up again at all, it's just a bump in the road. I'm sick of bumps in the road. Whatever internal turbulence I have to fucking squabble with, I will. If that will keep them from becoming external squabbles, fine. If that means it all stays between my ears, unless I decide to speak it because I will not enact it, fine. And yeah, just fucking having the thoughts hurts. Of course it fucking hurts. Maybe I'm just afraid of the pain going away. Because what am I without the suffering I have endured? Interesting question. Someone else, I would say. Not me. But does this mean that suffering has to be part of my identity? Absolutely the fuck not. No, it doesn't. I just do not know how to untangle and dig out the barbs in the wire wrapped around my meat suit. Every limb. Stop fantasizing about pain, goddamn. Fuck. Oof, itchy. Stop it. Okay, I have to change this thought process. I have to do something else. Unironically triggered. Let's... I don't fucking know in general at the moment. At any point in... any time, really. Nobody knows a fucking thing. We're all just guessing and shuffling around in the dark trying to find a fucking light switch. Anyhow, if anybody's listening, thank you. I hope you're doing well, and have a good week.